So what if you're a Christian and you're depressed? Well, let's talk about that when we continue our series, Men and Emotions, Dealing with Depression, on the Repurposed Man podcast. Welcome back to the Repurposed Man podcast, and we're going to continue and finish today the series Men and Emotions Dealing with Depression. And just a word of information, next week we'll take a week off, and then we will start the new year with a new topic and a new series, and looking forward to that. I also want to extend my appreciation and gratitude to everybody that's sending emails and direct messaging me, and I appreciate that so much. Well, again, as we continue on and we finalize this this series, the key is, as we've talked about, there are lots of variables about men and emotions. And in particular, we'll be talking about depression. But today we're going to be finalizing and talking about how do we get beyond depression. It's always, what is the first step? Well, the first step is always the most important one. It's the most critical one. But sometimes it's the hardest one. You know, you can't climb a mountain without taking the first step. You can't run a marathon without taking that first step. And so that's what we're going to be doing. But we're walking through several steps as well to get beyond the depression. Now, the other thing is, though, this is a proactive and also an active perspective. Proactive in that maybe you're not depressed right now. Maybe you're not going through a period of sadness, prolonged sadness. But this will maybe give you some preparation for when that does happen. Maybe the active part is right now you are. And again, as we talked about, the holidays can do that. And life events can trigger that, contribute to that. And so this is going to be hopefully steps to help you out. You know, the Bible says that Jesus came that we would have life and have it abundantly. John 10:10 talks about that. But you know, we all would understand and agree that depression is not abundant life, but we can be assured that God wants us to find peace and joy, His peace and His joy. And He's going to help us. He will help us because we are very, very important to Him. Well, when we're born again, when we're believers, God takes up residence in us. He brings us the promise of joy and peace. And so, but what if we're a Christian and we're depressed? Well, we're not alone. And we talked about this last week, that many people of faith have experienced periods of deep depression. As we said last week, people like Charles Spurgeon, even biblical characters like Moses, David, Elijah, and so many others show us how God's love continues even during very difficult times, and that He can and does bring great hope. So what are the steps? What can we do when we are trying to get beyond the depression or sadness in our lives? Well, what I would say is we have to take an inventory or itemize those things. What can we do? Well, first, it depends on why we're depressed. Can we identify the reasons? And there's lots of possible reasons, but since more than one may be present, well, let's go through all of them that I can come up with individually, and I'm sure there may be more. First one might be just our physical well-being. You know, some depression is caused by physical problems. It could be improper diet, lack of exercise, injuries. You know, you've probably had a time where you've had an injury and it's lingered and it's become frustrated because it's limited maybe your mobility, your activity. And so us as men, that can contribute to a sense of frustration, and then left unchecked and maybe it lingers longer than we would hope can cause depression. And that, I'm living that out with aging, because I turned 60 this year, and I know that I can't do the same things that I used to do physically. In my mind, in my heart, I think I can, but really the physical limitations are causing me to realize, no, I just can't. But it doesn't make me want to stop. I just have to readjust my thinking, but I still keep going. So that can cause it. You know, what about getting enough sleep? You know, we have times of struggle with that because of demands in our jobs and just life in general, maybe that contributes to it as well. So if you're feeling down, make sure you're taking care of your body. Make sure that when you can, and maybe you're required yearly that you're doing this, you're getting a physical. Maybe you need to do that first and foremost, is get a physical, see what's going on. Some medications that you're taking, maybe they're contributing to it. But it's always a good idea to see a doctor, get a checkup, so he can rule out physical reasons. So physical things that may be contributing to it. What about losses, hurts, maybe things that have happened to you, something maybe you see that has see as bad that's happened to you? You know, it's normal to feel hurt. Maybe you've lost your job, financial security. You feel wronged in some way by somebody. Maybe there's bitterness that's growing. Maybe relationships, friends, family, spouse, those things. You may have lost somebody. A loved one may have died. Or maybe you're even hurting about something that you've never had. You're grieving about that. And so what I would suggest right here would be to allow yourself to grieve, because grieving normally and appropriately, including crying, and I know that's counterintuitive to us as men, that's healthy. You know, the Bible says that Jesus bore our griefs and carried our sorrows on the cross. He feels our pain as strongly as we do, and he'll carry it for us. But we have to be on our pride and give it to him, give our hurts to him. Another thing that might contribute to depression is sin. Sometimes depression is rooted in sin. And so what we have to do is we have to acknowledge and deal with sin. Sometimes, though, I think people think that acknowledging and dealing with the sin is just going to make me feel worse, so I really don't want to do that. But that is a wrong perspective, wrong perception of what it means to really deal with the sin. When you're dealing with your sin, acknowledging your sin, that's about gaining freedom. You're never going to be at peace if you ignore something in your life that you know is against God's will. 1 Timothy 1:19 talks about that. So again, if you know that you're doing or you've done something against God's will, admit to God that it's wrong. Then ask him to help you do what's right. If you admit your sin and turn from it, God has promised to forgive you completely and cleanse you from the sin. That's what 1 John 1:9 says. So we have to trust him to do it. And so again, at that point, it's about getting rid of pride that is keeping you from trusting him to do it. So sin, loss, maybe your physical stuff. And then what about just your thinking, your cognitive processes about yourself? Maybe there's wrong thinking. What do you think about when you feel depressed? Maybe even right before you feel depressed. Are you telling yourself, you have this script going that's saying that I'm no good, I can't do anything right, this is never going to change, it's always going to be like this? Well, it's really important for us to find out what God says is the truth about you and your life. And there are just scripture upon scripture that talks about a value of that we have to God. I mean, and fundamentally, it's about what he did on the cross by sending his son to die for us. That is of more value than we could ever comprehend. So again, it's replacing this wrong thinking with this right thinking about who you are in God's eyes and what he has already done for you. There are scriptures, again, that can speak to that, but we have to stay in the Word. So we have to read the Bible, get the truth about who we are. Once we find out the great things that God says about us, we need to replace the negative things with those. And instead, we have to memorize and repeat to ourselves the truths that we find in the Bible that counter the negative thoughts. So again, those are just a few things that may be causing depression. So how do we get beyond it? And I've talked a little bit briefly in each one of those about how do we get beyond it. Well, again, if we want to repurpose our lives, we need to start by rebuilding our spiritual life through Bible reading, prayer, fellowship with others. Are we attending a Bible-believing church faithfully? And I think being active in church, being active in ministry to whatever degree you can and are, it's a good way to begin to grow spiritually and learn to be active in your faith. So again, when we start doing that, that's a simple step towards helping us get beyond that. Now, what are some other things? Well, I think one thing is kind of to get rid of unpredictability. When we're feeling sad, when we're depressed, when things are unpredictable, as life often is, that can lead to a lot of anxiety and stress, and that just kind of accelerates or makes the depression or the sadness even seem larger and bigger than it is. So we need to stay in a regular routine. So again, because without it, we have unpredictability. Regular routine is vital, I believe, for those with depression. Your body, your mind, and your soul flourish when you're following a predictable pattern of sleep, eating, working, and relaxing. So you need to figure out which one of those maybe you're not following and maybe is not part of a routine. So again, irregularity threatens all that and can provide and produce unpredictability. And you know, even right now, especially with the holidays upon us. And then what are we doing about changing the narrative, the internal narrative that we say about ourselves? We talked about this just briefly a few minutes ago. What are we telling ourselves? You know, we have to do a better job of rewriting the story that has happened over maybe the past months or past years. We can't live there. The darkness, the dark chapters that may have been there, may be talking about so much about what you lost or with painful memories, but we need to reestablish that, to rewrite the narrative in a way that honors God, but also God is dictating. So we have to allow God's grace to expand that part of the story, which focuses on how much we still have in our lives. We need to keep writing these chapters in our mind and our heart. And the longer we do that, the better we will feel. And it does change perspective. It changes dynamics. So the other thing is you're going to be tempted over the next few weeks, probably, that may say, you know what, I'm dwelling in the present. I'm dwelling in the depression. I'm dwelling in the estrangement of maybe certain relationships. And we can't really deny the reality of it, but we can continue to pray and work towards reconciliation if it is relationship oriented. So again, we have some say in this under God's provision, God's guidance, God's direction to rewrite the narrative. And so again, Christmas time, this is a great time, I think, to do that, in that this is a time of understanding and remembering and honoring and celebrating the birth of our Savior. And within that, what that provided for us, which is eternal life and the promise of joy and the promise of peace. And then finally, I would say one thing that I've found that really helps me when I am sad or depressed, it's when I get outside of myself and I look for opportunities to help others. We may look for opportunities to witness to others. Maybe there are unbelievers around you in your scope or your sphere of influence that are going to be looking, and maybe you'll be looking to see how you can help them as they are looking to see how you react to your losses and how you're responding. So again, these are great opportunities that we have right now. So again, there are several things that we can do to get beyond. And this has been a lot, I know and understand that. But we could spend weeks and months. And again, if this is not enough, maybe this has kind of sparked something in you that says that maybe you need to maybe talk to somebody. And it doesn't always have to be a counselor, but maybe a trusted friend in the faith. Maybe it is a pastor, maybe it's a family member, but maybe it is a counselor, and maybe you need to start take that first step into dealing with some of the things that may be causing you sadness and depression. Because remember, as we talked about last week, these things not only affect us, but they do have a far-reaching effect on those that we love and those that are around us. Now, in closing, I just want to tell you, I've got a resource list. If you would like that, please, please email me or message me, contact me through Facebook at Bob Dyer. And I'd be happy to send these to you. Again, I'm not putting you on any kind of a list, but I'd be happy to send this to you. I have a list of resources in dealing with depression and just dealing with these things that we've talked about. So again, I'd be happy to send that to you. And I really want to extend my appreciation to everybody for listening. And also, I hope you have a great Christmas and a happy new year. And again, this has been Bob Dyer, and this has been the Repurposed Man podcast. I look forward to hearing from you and starting our new series in the new year. Have a good week. Bye-bye.